So, Dr. Foster, one thing that comes up when we at the horse cover different horse behavior research is a reaction of, but we know that about horses, or I already knew that just by being my horse. Can you share with us why it might be important to put research behind what we're doing with our horses?
Yeah, I think we all have a lot of experience, and that experience is valuable. It's really valuable and needs to be shared. But what science offers is a more objective and systematic exploration into behavior in order to sometimes confirm what people have, confirm people's experiences, but other times it refutes people's experiences and provides a more truthful, if you will, direction for understanding horse behavior and interacting with horses. It's not just behavior, it's also how horses think and the expression of emotions. And that leads us to another reason for to value a scientific perspective on equine behavior, and that is that it's very easy and tempting to project one's own feelings and knowledge and motivations onto an animal as wonderful and intelligent as a horse. But horse brains are not the same as human brains, and horse experiences are not the same as human experiences. And so science helps us understand a little bit better what the experiences of horses are. So we have a better perspective on understanding those aspects of their behavior.
I know I'm fortunate in my job that I get to read a lot of the research that's done and our coverage and edit things that are coming through. And I know that every once in a while there's a study that comes through on horse behavior that surprises me because the results may be contrary to a long-held belief that I've had, and it makes me look at my horses maybe in a different way and see the world from their perspective a little differently. Do you find that in your looking at the research with the horses?
Yeah, absolutely. I try to be very open-minded, even when I've had an experience or a belief, or approach horse behavior from a particular perspective. I try to be open-minded about everybody's position, but I think that one of the advantages of the scientific perspective is. Or the scientific approach in understanding behavior is that, it does help sort through some of those beliefs that are false beliefs, in fact.